WDAPX Mobile 1414. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. 1-4.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. Oh, we're up, we're moving, a little sore, but I got to admit, I apparently played pretty lazy yesterday.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday morning, a Sunday morning, I thought that was kind of odd. About 8:30, the point communications guys showed up, strung a bunch of fiber across my front yard. So it's not buried, it's just kind of strung there, but he's hooked everything up and I've got fiber up to the little box on the outside of my house. The inside installer is supposed to show up Thursday. We'll see. It's interesting.
Oh, nice. Well, when they bury it across your yard, get after them because I've heard multiple stories, including my own, that they only buried it an inch or two under the ground, and you know it doesn't stay there. It'll work its way up if you don't bury it deep enough. So keep an eye on them when they bury it.
Well, back then my worry is they don't bury a little strip of plastic over it. It says caution, buried underground fiber cable. That's a little disconcerting to me. So I ordered a bunch of the tracer plastic, 2-inch wide plastic stuff. I'm hoping their trencher machine will install it. I don't know. The stuff's not supposed to show up till Thursday, so who knows when the trencher guy is. But yeah, they told me. Yeah, they're going to bury 2-3 inches deep. I was like, you know, that's kind of odd.
They're doing it quick and dirty, trying to get in and out of these houses as quick as they can. And they're cutting corners is what they're doing. And, yeah, they didn't put anything like that on our place. I actually watched them do it. They had a machine that was more than capable of going deeper, but they did not do that.
Yeah, that and they don't want to call mistake before they install it, which that seems very odd, too.
I told them there was a couple cables they had to be careful of out there. Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll take care of it. I watched them, but being it's not my house, it's not my call to say, hey, get back here and do it right. You know, so I leave that up to the powers that be, but I did inform them of what I'd seen.
Well, you know, fortunately or not, this Saturday, digging a trench across my driveway that goes down to the beach houses, and I installed a 1.5 inch, how was that? Pipe underground. I had a conduit, so to speak, under the driveway that goes down to the beach houses. So I figured Saturday would be a good day to disrupt traffic going down there. I didn't want them to, well, I don't know how they were going to cross the driveway.
Yeah, understood. Understood. All right, well, there's that. So, we left about 8 o'clock Saturday morning. By the time we got back home and in bed, it was about midnight Sunday morning. And slept till about 9 o'clock, got up, went to the bathroom, crawled back in bed in the afternoon. Got up for a little while and then laid back down. But I think I woke up about 1:45 this morning and my back is hurt.
Hillary, monitoring.
Station monitoring, this is November 8, Yankee Sierra Sierra.
This is November 8, Victor Lima Charlie, come back please.
This is November 8, Yankee Sierra Sierra. If you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon character Yosemite Sam, it's November 8, Yosemite Sam. USL?
USL, nice to meet you. Just came up north here from downstate and looking to see what repeaters I can hit. And evidently I can hit the Posky.
Approximately where are you at? By the way, the name here is John Juliet Ocean November.
Name is Vicky, and I am just outside of Central White.
Oh, well, there's quite a few you should be able to hit then. If you're just outside of Central Lake, are you in a valley or up on a hill more?
Oh, no, I'm down in the hole. That's why I was wondering if I could hit anything. I tried to open up East Jordan, and I'm not quite sure that I did. I didn't hear any noise, and so I tried Pawtucket. I opened up Mancelona as well.
Okay, those would sound like three good candidates right there. I would think East Jordan you could hit pretty easily because that's got a good footprint. It's up fairly high. Unless you're in a real deep hole, you should be able to hit it.
Yeah, it didn't sound like I opened up the repeater though, so I'm not sure. I could try here a little bit. I'm on my mobile right now with my mag mount on the truck.
Okay, it's 147.28 with a PL tone of 103.5. That's the East Jordan repeater. That would be a good candidate to try.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. Maybe nobody was listening. Now, are all of these repeaters, are they linked up here?
No, some are and some aren't. What repeater eye are you on now? Because I'm coming to you from the mighty 700.
Oh, I'm tuned in to Petoskey, 144.59.
Wait a minute, 144.59?
I'm sorry, 145.19.
Yep, that's in the Petoskey area. That one is linked to this repeater. I'm probably going to say the wrong number, but there's probably a dozen repeaters that are linked. They're UHF and VHF repeaters. I'm on one, you're on another, and it's kind of like a pretty extensive party line.
Yeah, it's kind of like us where we're at. We're down in the Lapeer area, and we can get all over the place. That's as far as West Branch, actually. So, yeah, you said you were in Mayo?
Yeah, I am in Grayling at a base and with an antenna. It's not a big end, you know, it's not way up. It's just on the roof. And I'm hitting the Mayo machine. The Mayo's, it's on one of the tallest hills in Oscoda County. And it's on I believe it's a 300-foot tower. So it's got an awesome footprint.
Yeah, I'd say. So what kind of a radio are you using at your base there?
This is an FTM 500. This is one of the Fusion Digital. This system is not Fusion Digital, though.
I'm using the very same radio, only I have it in the truck.
Yeah, it's a nice radio. I had an FTM 400, and then the finals gave out on it, so Christmas was coming up, and this is what I asked for Christmas, so my wife gave me this one. So, and that FTM 400 is on scheduled to be repaired. I've got to screw up my courage and get the parts, and I'm going to try it myself because it sounds like the finals are surface mount power MOSFETs. So that might be a bit of a challenge.
Oh, I see.
I would just send it in. But I don't know the first thing about fixing anything like that. But no, we set the camper up, and I've got some antennas that I want to put up and see how far out I can get.
Well, it should be interesting how far you can get. Mansell Ona would be a good one. There's a couple of repeaters there. That one, the 147.38 with a 107.2, that is analog only. And then there's another one there that is a fusion repeater, but it's a digital. And I don't see it listed as digital here on Michigan Repeater Council. Last I knew it was, unless somebody changed it on me, it's 442.8 with 110.9, and that is fusion.
You get a lot of fusion action up here?
Well, okay, take a rough guesstimate of it. It's probably about 10% of the repeater traffic, 90 being... Well, probably 85 being analog. The rest are like, say, D-Star, and actually one of these repeaters is NextEdge over in Mile. The repeater owner is a fan of Kenwood, so he likes NextEdge. But there aren't too many of the people with those out there. You know, it's commercial radio. Him and a few of his buddies, I think, have it. But, you know, I don't.
Do you get on fusion much? I've only been on a couple of times. Down by where I'm at, it's like the same four guys all the time. And you get a whole lot of new people, you know what I mean?
Well, that's one of the other networks that's up here. There is a system that is collected together that is fusion. There's one in Gaylord, but I don't know that you could hit that from where you're at. It seems to favor more east and north, but you might get it. That's the 14712, and that one is, you know, kind of by gentleman's agreement. It's fusion. The other repeater in Gaylord, the 14682, is analog, and they pretty much stay on that, you know, analog. But see, when Yaesu came out with the deal, you know, the reduced rate for a repeater, depending on what year it was, you know, like $500 or $600 or $700, various groups, including our group here in Grayling, jumped on it and picked up a fusion repeater. And some of them are connected to the network or the fusion universe. Some of them are not. Some of them are connected to specific fusion groups.
Now, do you get involved with the Wires X group, you know, with all the runes and... I have not done that yet, so I don't know much about it.
Well, if you can get on some of the repeaters, one of them's down by Kalkaska. There's a few of them over by Traverse City, but I think they're more 440 there for the fusion. And if you ever catch NAEWH, Drake, he is one of the administrators of this system right here, but he might be able to tell you about more of the fusion network. There's a couple of guys that are really into it that administrate the fusion repeaters and the other repeaters.
Yeah, like I said, I've got to dip my toe into it a little bit more and get more comfortable with it, but it's just nice to know that I'm not out here in the woods all by myself.
No, in fact, my impression of amateur radio, and I don't travel that much downstate, and I haven't recently for quite a while, but my trips when I was doing more of that, it seemed like there was more amateur radio activity up here on the 2 meters than there was downstate. I think part of it is because... there's spots around here that cell phones just don't work. So at time was there's some of us out there that for whatever reason, our employment takes us driving around the countryside, so to pass the time of day, we use the repeaters here. And I'm retiring from it. I'm semi-retired. Some of the other guys are like electronics technicians and that, and a couple of them were Motorola dealers and technicians for the state of Michigan for their 800 system. So there's more traffic, I think, up here than there is downstate.
Oh, you're absolutely.
Not always the case, you know. Sometimes, a lot of times, there's dead air. I just happened to be at my desk trying to figure out doing some paperwork here, and last week or so, I remember hearing on a YouTube there that a guy rant on his rant that repeaters need to be used. Don't once a day call out on it, and if somebody's calling out, you should answer them. So I thought, well. Not like I'm on the phone right now, and it has to be done right this minute, so I thought I'd answer you.
Well, I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward. We're going to be up here for several days, and like I said, I'm going to put up a couple of my portable antennas and test them out up here. I'm a little concerned because we are down in the valley, and I do not get a cell signal, so... just curious to see how my antennas are going to work. And I've got a YHC-990-FC-991A that I'm going to set up in the camper and do on HF as well.
Okay, but, you know, and that's the thing, too. Unless you're in a hole all the way around, most of those valleys seem like they open up one way or another. There's the Indian River, Sheboygan, repeater, which is 14674, that might be worth a try. That's connected with this system as well as this one that you're on, the Petoskey. It seems like you should be getting in there a little stronger, though, so it might be quite a deep hole that you're in.
Yeah, and with this antenna that I've got, I'm kind of sitting here amongst the trees in a building, a camper, and if I get my other antenna set up, I think I'll have a lot better luck. And it's a better antenna than my mobile.
I think there's somebody else out there. Any YSS?
Hey, BPM, it's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike. I'm on that Sheboygan Tower, 74, 146-74. That's a link, the Northern Link system. I'm curious to know what kind of frequencies you folks are using so I can map out how far this linkage goes. Thank you. What frequencies are you on? And I'll be clear.
Go ahead, Vicki. Tell us.
Vicki Luna Charlie. I'm on the Petoskey repeater, 145.19.
Okay, and I'm on the Mike 700. Coverage map.
You guys just walked over top of each other.
I have a talent for that. If you want some information on what coverage the 700, I can give you less of an idea of what the coverage range.
Which repeater are you hitting right now? What's your frequency on that repeater?
Okay, this is November 8, Yankee Sierra, and I am on the mighty 700, the 146-700. It's between Mayo and Fairview. Some places I see up to is Mayo, some places I see up to is Fairview.
NATMJL, if you guys Google Northern Michigan Leak Repeater Network, I believe, they have a web page.
Both of you folks, I'll be clear. I got the information I need. Appreciate it. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, the system's got quite a good coverage area of northern Michigan.
Let's see if I got it. N8APX.
Go ahead, Adam.
For everybody who's wondering, you can visit 8, or, N, yeah. Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, the abbreviations, NMLRN.org, NMLRN.org, has all of our pertinent information and linked repeaters and their footprints there.
Thank you, Adam.
Yep,
no problem.
Thank you for the information.
There's radio mobile coverage map for the majority of the sites, too. So gets you a good idea of where you can talk and where you can't on all the repeaters. And at APX, will be clear.
Thank you, Adam. Vicki, you doubled with that, Adam a little bit, but he gave you some information there.
Get the website, and like I said, when I get a cell signal, I will definitely look it up and see what I have to work with.
Yeah, you might not have cell coverage down there in that valley. I suspect that's one of the problems you've got, like you said, so you won't get the internet. But once you go to town or something, you should be able to get a connection and check it out. And also might give you some other ideas, too, with repeaters that you could hit.
Well, I want to thank you very much for giving me a shout-out. I'm going to go. It looks like I have to lend a hand with the camper here since I'm on and coming down. So maybe we'll talk again in the next day or two while we're still up here. Thanks a lot. This is NAPLC, and I'm clear.
Okay, that was November 8th. Victor, Lima, Charlie, Vicki.
Roger, roger. You got it.
Yeah, and mine's, I think you got the mnemonic, Yosemite Sam. Seems like after I tell people, they have trouble remembering it, and then when I tell them, think Yosemite Sam, it seems like everybody remembers it. So take care. Have a good day. I hope you enjoy your vacation up here, Vicki. NAYSS, and I'll be clear.
NAYSS, NAYSS, you.
Okay, is that Toby?
KCA, yes, you.
Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, KF8, AGY, testing and monitoring. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, KF8, AGY, testing.
Yes, G2WX1J.
WX1J monitoring.
KF32Y, WX1J. So I'm just trying to see if we've got a T-Barge net. I think Glenn's out of town on vacation, so you might just go ahead with the net. If anybody has any information about the T-Barge net, please call now. Otherwise, we will go on with the mesh. WX1J. Okay, let's move on with the net mesh net. I think Glenn is out of town. Let's go ahead and give it a shot. If you come back or someone else send you a T-Barge net, feel free to break in at any time. Welcome everybody to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is, or the mesh net, is to connect with our local ham community and communicate information of interest to that ham community in our area. This is WX1J. My name is Scott, and I'll be in that control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. MeshNet and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Tierland Amateur Radio Club sponsored club activity. Welcome to those other repeaters who might be linked in tonight, and all licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited, and just not invited, but encouraged to check in. All right. And before I move on, is there anyone with information about the T-Barge net? Is there anyone about the T-Barge net? This is WX1J. Nothing good. We'll move on with the MeshNet. It might be the social hour net. And before we begin with the check-ins, just a quick reminder that we start our Tuesday mornings with breakfast with hams at GNS Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield at 9 a.m. Everybody's welcome. Just show up and grab a chair. It's a great time and wonderful food and wonderful conversation. So look forward to seeing everybody there tomorrow morning. And tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. is project night. Questions on whether we'll meet at New Approaches Center. We tend to do that. We have a project there with an 8-meter loop antenna that's kind of down, and we need to get that fixed. So we really want to just meet there and kind of look at the situation and see what's going on. All members are welcome to attend, bring a problem or solution, or just come and learn something new. We'll meet in the parking lot at 5123 North Royal Road, North Royal Drive in Traverse City. That's off of City Run. It'll be an interesting time for sure. We'll something to do. President Glenn is on vacation at his office. All right. On the MeshNet, we check in with three groups. First, time constrained stations or short time stations. Second, we check in with EchoLink. I'm not sure if EchoLink's working, but we'll give it a try. And third, we do general check-ins, which means anybody, anywhere, anytime. All-Star, if you're using All-Star, you can check in anytime. We check in one person at a time, though. I'll call for check-in. You can tell me your call sign and your first name. And I'll acknowledge the station that I heard, and then we'll call for the next check-in. This really helps us manage doubles and makes it really a much more efficient check-in process. And so tonight's topic is, do you have a really memorable radio contact, and what was your most memorable or interesting radio contact? I know for me, it was driving down the New York Turnpike from New York to Manhattan Airport, back to my home in Boston, and working in South Africa on TW in a car and during a rainstorm. So that was pretty much memorable. This is WETCM, net control for the Monday evening social hour net. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short-time stations, time-constrained stations, and because you're energy or time-constrained, I'll take your comments right after the first group checks in. First short-time check-in, please call now.
K-E-8-F-T-W, short-time.
All right, K-E-8-O-G-W, Oscar Golf Whiskey.
Fox Julie Whiskey.
Fox Juliet Whiskey, I have that. Okay, it's Sault Ste. Marie. Thanks for checking in with us. Next short-time check-in, please.
AI6XQ,
Mike. Hey, Mike, thanks for checking in. I have you. AI6XQ. Next check-in, please. I think because we're taking everybody by surprise tonight, I think because of T-Bergenet, because Glenn is on vacation. We've got kind of a short list, but let's go up and Sault Ste. Marie. E8FKW, please go ahead with your conversation and stand by, Mike.
Good evening, everyone. Traverse City, Cherryland, Net, I think. Yeah, anywho. Oh, it was a beautiful day. Cooler, that's for sure. I think we had about a high of 64, 65, somewhere in there, and a breeze. So, it was a beautiful day, that's for sure. other than that, a lot of sunshine. So, but we're just about to head off to bed here. It was a long day, that's for sure. And, I guess I really don't have much else to add, so say 7-3, and everybody have a good night. Hopefully catch you all next week, KK8FGW.
Good, Brad. Thanks a lot for checking in with us this evening. Here's the weather report, 65 degrees in Sault Ste. Marie. That's about the same here, I think. I flew in this morning. I spent the weekend with my daughter in Portland, Maine area, and it was 70, 75. It was like right on the border. You're not sure whether to wear a sweater or a T-shirt. And then we flew up this morning at 4 a.m., so Traverse City, and I was looking for a sweatshirt too fast. So maybe it's going to be nice weather, and some of that humidity will be gone, so that's cool. Thanks a lot, Brad. Good evening. Sleep well, and hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. I'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Brad. KSXXQ, Mike, go ahead with your conversation, and I'll do another standby.
Hey, Travis, thanks for taking the mess. It's using KI-662. Just got back in Traverse last night after a couple of weeks in San Diego, and the cool weather was a surprise. But in answer to your question about most memorable contact, it was with my very first HF low power sort of a backpacking radio, and my very first contact out of the gate is in the Virgin Islands, so I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, that's about it for me. AI-66Q.
Okay, Mike, thanks. Very cool. Welcome back. Glad you remember the stay in San Diego, and I'm glad you're back now. I'm constantly amazed because I've been operating QRP as much as I can in the last couple of weeks or last couple of months, and it's just amazing what you can do. And you try to reach somebody on 5 watts, and they can hear you. You move it down to 1 watt, and then they can still hear you. So. And you get all over the country, so it's just pretty amazing the difference. So a lot of fun. With that, thanks, Mike. I look forward to chatting with you next week and in the coming days. We've reached the bottom of the short time list with two. Let's go ahead and try again. Any short time people want to check in, let's do that now, and then we'll move on to the rest of the check-ins. Next short time check-in.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victor.
Tom Cadillac, we have you in the next short time check-in.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Mike.
Mike, I have you, and thanks for checking in. Next short time check-in, please, for the Monday evening social hour net, this is WAPCM.
Kilo 8, Charlie,
Mike.
Kilo 8,
Charlie, Mike. A little bit in the noise level, but I think I got Kilo 8, Charlie, Lima, Mike. Is that correct?
Oh, that is correct. The thing is gone as normal.
Righto, you. Thanks, Norm, for checking in. Okay, we have that. Next short-time check-in for the Monday evening social hour net. Please go ahead. You can call that the short-time list, part two. WB8WIV, Tom in Cadillac. Please go ahead with your transmission and stand by Mike.
Yeah, I think it's Scott from The Voice. Thanks for taking the event tonight, WEWIV. Well, that's kind of a hectic day here. Got everything I needed done shopping-wise by noon. And then the afternoon worked on a 10-meter engine. It does not work, the radio. I don't know what's wrong with it. I thought it would play. It does not. I got it up. I'm going to have to pull it down probably tomorrow. But I'll be up to school tomorrow in the morning, but I'll be home in the afternoon. Anyway, we'll take a look at it, and I've probably start from scratch on it. Probably take it all apart and rebuild the whole thing. I don't know why, but it's just not working. Anyway, I had a big limb come down in the backyard, just in my garage by a couple of feet, about my 80-meter antenna. But I did get that fixed and back up. Anyway, everybody have a good night. 73, thanks for picking me up. W, the short time. I got to go to bed. 73, WBAWYV, back to deck control.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot. WBAWYV, WAPCM, returning. And yes, this is Scott. So, Tom, interesting, but there's nothing similar to dull at your house, is it? So the limb comes down, takes out your antenna, you get it back up, and then you're on your way. 10 meters was open just before the net. I went on to 10 meters and was listening around just to see if anybody was there, and lo and behold, that 5-9 signal was LU2MR in Argentina, Mendoza, Argentina, and I listened to his conversation end with a guy in California, And I was going to get ready to go back to it, and poof, he was gone. But it's pretty volatile, but it is open, so I hope you get your antenna up and running. Thanks, Tom. Look forward to talking to you next week. Mike, T-T-R-E-H, please go ahead and stand by Norm.
Yeah, good evening, Scott. Thanks for taking the net. Mike, Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Not much new. Trying to button up projects here before, unfortunately, it gets cold. So I'm trying to get some things done. Our dryer went kaput last week randomly, so that was fun. So I not spending money I really didn't want to on a new dryer, so got that taken care of, and I'll get to finish up some tower and antenna projects. I got to try to get some conduit buried for my HF antenna so I can get that done and get new cable strung to that. So that'll be another project for possibly this weekend. But other than that, we'll pass it back over to you.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. And, good luck with that conduit. You see, punching a bunch of holes in the bottom of it, the water drains out, and I'm sure you know that. I don't know if you had any, Glenn's on vacation. We met with him last week and talked about his 80-meter antenna loop and things that he was mentioning. He's out of town this week on vacation. But do you have any T-Barge-related announcements that might want to pass on to the team? KDRHWX1J.
You know, it totally slipped my mind there. The antenna, we're trying to figure out how we want to reposition that. I think we're going to try to change where one of the points is. We're going to try to get it away from being parallel with the power lines there and try to turn it so it's 90 degrees to it. So maybe that'll get rid of some of the issues we're having. But I just have one announcement. There is a open house for the National Weather Service in Gaylord. That'll be, I want to say it is September 21st. It's on a Saturday. It's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the Gaylord National Service office. There'll be a few of us there with a table. We're going to do demonstrations, show what we do. And then there's going to be tours inside. I believe they're going to do a balloon, weather balloon, and all that other stuff. So it'll be kind of fun. I think Coast Guard will be there, too. There'll be a few other things. So if you haven't been there to see how their operations work, that's always a fun place to go and look and see how they do things. So we'll pass it back over to you.
Okay, Mike, thanks a bunch. That was a good information. And what I'm going to do is take the initiative to get that as a visual announcement on our Facebook and on our website. So if anybody who missed that information, September 21, 9 to 1 in Gaylord at the Miller Weather Station, I'll have that up on the website, and you can go look there for it in coming days, like tomorrow, and get that information. So thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. KDRH, W8. TCM, and we'll now switch over to Tom, or to Norm, KCLM, Charlie Lima Mike. Norm, go ahead with your transmission, and we'll go to Echo Lake. Go ahead, Norm.
Okay, in the net, this is KHCLM. I keep forgetting I dropped that C, and I don't remember if I say it right, so first or second time. I'll copy anyway, so.
No, your audio is a little low, but your signal is strong and very readable. We hear every word and every syllable, so please go ahead.
Okay. I'm working on an HD and portable on the deck. Ground garage. I've been cleaning and working on antennas. This is a 2-meter loop my father made. I'm struggling with my measurements there on antenna. Different readings when I revisit the day, so I'll try to work with some bad coax, trying to keep these figures from having fun. And working on a pole antenna for 10 meters, 6 meters, and 83 readings. Working on a plan and looking at some of the different plans and mixing. 8-8-3-1 back in net. And so good evening for everybody.
Hey, Norm, thanks very much, and thanks for checking in. As far as the 10-meter Drupal, I have one of those that I made and tested, and it works really well. I'll bring that. If you're coming to breakfast tomorrow, I'll bring that, and you can take a look at it and kind of see if that gives you some ideas, but it works really well, and I put that together with a radio and a power supply for technicians to borrow and set up in their own home and run for a month, and then give it back to me, but nice little antenna, works really well, and like I said, at least yesterday or tonight, 10 meters was had a little bit of an opening, but we'll see if that lasts. It didn't last very long, along with a connection to Argentina, but you never know, in a couple of days, might pop back, so thanks a lot, Norm. Talk to you later. Now with that, we've reached the bottom of the short time list. Take a listen to EchoLink if you are on EchoLink. Check in. This is your opportunity. We'll do EchoLink and then we'll do general. First EchoLink check-in. Please call now.
November 8 Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome. We have you. Next EchoLink check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November uniform, Dave, out of New Zealand. Good evening.
Dave in Sterling Heights.
Okay, we got the Dave. So, 2 days simultaneously. K-E-Y-N-U, Dave, I have you, and let me do a quick check. N-A-W-C-B, and I have you, both days. EchoLink check-in, please go ahead. Okay, no EchoLinks, no additional EchoLinks, sir. I've had three. Let's go ahead and open up for general. Next, first general check-in, please call now.
ATMH, mobile short time.
We have you. Next general check-in, please.
7, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, and Yankee.
Okay, Kevin, welcome. I have you. And solid signal. This is WATCM, the evening social hour net. We are opened up to general check-ins, and anybody anywhere, for any reason, feel free to call now.
ESPZ. John, M4DOU.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Kilo Zero Hotel Tango Zulu, Bob.
D-O-Y,
Amity.
Okay, we got a handful here. So I've got KUSBZ, Tony on the shores of Lake Michigan, weathering the onslaught. M4DOU, John, welcome. And KD9WWU, Kevin, I have you. K0HTZ, Bob, I have you, and Amity, K00Y. Any additional check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net? General check-ins are open. Please call now.
Kilo
Echo, I have you. Next general check-in, please. Okay, we'll call that the bottom of the list. Let's go back to the top to Alaska and talk to Jeff. MEX, please go ahead, Jeff, and stand by with YNU.
Well, thank you, Scott. This is Jeff, NADX, up in Seward, Alaska. It's 60 degrees, sunny. The kids and I just finished a 10-mile bike ride into town to get gelato and biked against the wind. Had a bear encounter on the way back by the house. A black bear jumped out on the highway, or Hermit and Lair Road that goes down our place by us, and unfortunately a vehicle got between us, and that to kind of provide a blockade, and that and painter showed up, and so we all got straight with line, the white line paint, or the fog line on the road. It was quite a event. Last week we were up in Denali camping, our annual trip. Took a break from clinicals to do that, and it was nice, beautiful weather, and that we did some Kodak work, and that I had an M-Fed Chameleon that worked pretty well, and that on the G90. Yep. And the kids are heading back to school on Wednesday, so they have one more day of freedom. And it is just, I'm sitting outside looking at Mount Resurrection, the end of the driveway, and just enjoying the moment. And then also look at the loop antenna and see where I need to re-anchor some points. And your question, my first contact back in 86 under my old call sign KB8BUT, back 40 meters CW, it was a New York station. I just remember the suffix. I haven't packed away. Junior Walking Frankenstein, there was the suffix, and he had that on his card. But I remembered just that you had to get the address right there, the QTH and that, in order to send the card, and it was just everything was sent twice, and just that first contact, it was on my Kenwood 520, and that, which had that neat little knob where you could double the power just by pulling it out, and that, but you had to make sure you dip the plate and had it all tuned up. So those are kind of my thoughts on it. I don't really have anything else, so I will pass it back to you before repeater time's out. And good to hear you out there, Norm, and everyone else in ADX.
Hey, Jeff, thanks very much for all of that. Wow, what a busy, busy guy. First of all, thanks for sharing your memorable radio contact, 30 meters, CW in New York, and Frankenstein in New York. So that's pretty awesome. So that was really good. I'm glad you had a chance to get some CW, some QRP work in, program work on your G90. The black bear at running home from your ice cream ride, that seems a little strange because I understand that black bears like ice cream, so I'm glad you were able to get covered by that car between you and the paint truck. Wow, what a bunch of stuff going on. Good to hear from you, Jeff. Thanks very much for checking in with us this evening. Awesome to hear you. WKEYNU, please go ahead. Stand by Dave WCB, and let's go ahead, Dave YNU.
Good evening, all. This is KEYNU. Good day today. I definitely enjoyed today. My son made declares, so I ate way too many of those, and so I ended up working off. I went out and mowed the lawn, and got the car washed, and little bit of shopping, but other than that, really just enjoyed today. Got to go back to work tomorrow, and not looking forward to that, but hey, got to pay the bill somehow, I guess, right? I guess we'll go ahead and turn that back over to Net Control. Good net tonight. This is KEYNU turning it back over to Net Control.
Thanks very much, KEYNU, WATCM returning. Yeah, thanks very much for checking in with us this evening, and we always appreciate having you check in from New Haven. We look forward to your future conversations with us next week. And, thanks again. WCB, Sterling Heights, please go ahead. What is your most memorable radio conversation?
Net Control, good evening. This is November 8, Whiskey, Charlie, Bravo, Dave, and Sterling Heights. Good evening to all in the net. Last week was kind of interesting that I can remember. I had a couple of contacts during the day. One on Echolink, I talked to a gentleman in Alaska. He was 84 years old and really had a great conversation with him, and come to find out, he's planning on moving to Arizona. It's interesting, the extremes from Alaska to Arizona. But I enjoyed that conversation. But I think the other one is I was talking to my son on the way home from his work on a local repeater here, and someone called in with their call sign. Sounded like a VE3 station from across the river in Canada over here. And come to find out, it was the caller was from Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. It was a Kilo Alpha 3 station, and it was just incredible. I was able to make my first after all these years, the first long distance contact by radio frequency, and on 2 meters for that fact. Just the way the atmosphere was that evening. It was just a neat, kind of a neat day. But all in all, we're doing good here in Sterling Heights. We're getting a little taste of fall. I think summer's returning for the weekend. But enjoying the Methanite and good topic this evening. 73 is all back to you, Net Control. NWCB.
NWCB, thanks very much, Dave. Appreciate it. And yeah, what a bunch of fun when you're going to make a contact across states lines with your HT and anybody you can talk to somebody who's been around for 84 years, they've got to have some great stories. So appreciate you checking in with us and appreciate you sharing your story. Let's go to Drake at NADMH. Stand by, HTY Kevin.
Good evening, everybody. NADMH. I just got home, and I'm trying to settle myself in here. But good evening, everybody. Good to hear everybody on the net. Thanks, Scott, for picking it up for me short notice again. I am so sorry. My schedule is very unpredictable. So, but I seriously do appreciate it. And good to hear that the Echolink and everything is back up and running again. We lost internet connection at the tower site, so I went up there over the weekend and rebooted everything, and it seems to be all happy now. So good to hear that that's working good, and I'm coming to you via DMR, so that verifies, or that tracks, everything's working. So there you go. But anyway, with that, thanks again, Scott, for taking the net. You're doing a wonderful job. And good to hear everybody else out there. NADMH.
Thanks, NADMH from via DMR. So thanks a lot, Drake. Good to hear you, and glad you're back home safe and sound. Look forward to chatting with you in the coming days. Kevin, KF8, Alpha Golf Yankee, please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Tony, on the waves near Lake Michigan. Go ahead, Kevin.
This is Kevin, KF8, AGY. Thank you for taking the net tonight, Scott. Good to hear you again. And as far as memorable contacts go, well, I think most people, most of the hands that go to breakfast know that I'm a home brewer. And I'm fairly new at this. I just recently got tech licensed in February, so I've been a building fool. Anyway, my memorable contacts, I don't know if they really count because it came back from the Beacon Network, but I was testing my 40-meter rig CW about 2.5 watts and got 3 responses back from the beacons, one in Illinois, one in Pennsylvania, and one way down south in Alabama. So for me, those are contacts. They're memorable. I'm sure I'll have many more. Anyway, that's all I've got for this week. 73s to all on the net, and net control, I'm going to send it on back to you. WATCM, this is KF8AGY.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee, thanks very much, Kevin, for checking in with us and for your conversation. Yeah, you have some pretty amazing homebrew stories, but that's a good one. 2 meters with 2.5 watts, you're getting across state lines and making some contacts, or just getting some responses from the beacons. That's very, very, very cool. Look forward to a few more conversations about that. So thanks again for checking in with us. And Kevin has a neighbor in the lake region there, and we're going to go talk to him now. He's on vacation on the lakes, shores of Lake Michigan, KE8SBZ, Tony. Go ahead with your transmission and stand by N4DOU John. Go ahead, Tony.
Good evening, Scott. Good evening, everybody. I am enjoying camping for kind of the first time this year. Been out for a couple of weeks now. Started out down at Higgins Lake and enjoyed that with some family down there, and then kind of migrated up here to near Charlevoix to Fisherman's Island State Park. And I am right on the shore of Lake Michigan. I can tell you that if I walk out my door, the door about blows off the hinges. It's been really blustery. the last several days, let alone all the rain we had. And, yeah, I got sand in my face to get out there. I had a radio that wasn't working there for a while, and I'm going to break here for a second. I'm going to thank Drake for suggestions on getting a wire through my firewall. I got that accomplished before I left town, so I've got finally got something that works in the truck, and I've taken the radio out of the truck. I used it in the camper, sitting on a roll of duct tape, and I kind of got the kind of ran it inside tonight. I'm running everything on battery power right now. Yeah, the battery's getting down here a little bit, so I hope my signal gets through. Really enjoying the time. Families rolling in from different parts of the country. Got two campsites here. Camp can only be on one. I'll be moving to the opposite campsite tomorrow, and so more than likely I will be missing breakfast with everybody. Most memorable radio contact, probably just talking to you guys tonight with my antenna up maybe 18 foot in the air here on the shores of Lake Michigan. So with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control to play ATCM. Thank you again, Scott, and good evening to everyone.
Hey, Tony, nice signal. We were able to hear you nicely, especially for the you're at and with the conditions that you're at, and so appreciate you checking in this evening, and we look forward to talking to you whenever you guys are back. So be safe, have fun, and keep that grin on your face. We'll talk to you later. And for DOU, John, please go ahead with your transmission and stand by KD9WWU. John.
Well, good evening, Scott, and everyone on the net tonight. Enjoying the day. A little crispy weather we had today. It felt good. Still getting accustomed to Traverse City and all of the things that go along here. Really enjoyed breakfast last Tuesday. Something that I got, and I plan to be there tomorrow. And the most thing that I can remember as far as I'm concerned, is back in the mid-80s when Owen Garriott, W5LFL, I think it was on the, he was in the space shuttle, and they were trying to make amateur radio contact for the first time, and I helped out a fellow man who had directional antennas and all of that stuff for AMSAT, and had the TV stations in the shack and all of that kind of stuff. So didn't make the contact. We're disappointed. I'm not sure what happened. I don't remember, but that's the first thing that came to my mind as far as a very memorable contact or attempted contact. So, but thanks again for running the net tonight, and thanks again for once again the warm ham radio hospitality that I've received so far. This has been 4DOU back to net.
And for DOU, WATCM. Okay, John, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And sorry I missed you last week. I think we were at opposite ends of the table, but I'll make sure to see you tomorrow morning and say hello. And, yeah, that's an awesome time when you can hear and participate with the space shuttle or the space station, which is somehow it's a little easier than it was back in the 80s. But valiant effort talking with those guys or being able to hear them in the 1980s. Somehow it was a little bit different at that time. The antennas were different. The radios were different, and there was very few opportunities to predict when they were going to come over, so that was very cool. I had a similar kind of an experience with RS-10, the Russian Sputnik. They had a CW recorder, rebooster. It would, you'd send up your call sign, and if the receiver received it, it would send it back to you. So I was able to connect to that and get a QSL card from that, so that was kind of fun. It's not the same. It was in the 90s. That was actually in the 90s, so nice job. John, thanks a lot for checking in with me. Let's move down to way up north of John. KD9 WWU, Kevin. Go ahead with your transmission.
NetNet Control.
Yeah, we are out enjoying the weather today and took our pontoon boat on Torch Lake in a very windy weather, and the pontoon boat took a dive over a wave and took quite a bit of water over the bow of the pontoon, so we kind of turned back. It was too windy on the lake, so we had a very, very interesting day, but it was an enjoyable day, bright and sunny, and really going to love the air up here. So, memorable contact, but memorable moment would be when I built my first quarter wave ground plane 2-meter antenna, and it hit the repeater, and it's like, well, I could do it. You know, that was a very memorable moment for me. So, other than that, Scott, we're going to say 73 to you, and that control, you take it over, and this is KV9 Whiskey Uniform.
KV9WWU, WOTCM returning. Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Nothing better than putting an antenna and then actually making a contact. That's kind of that's a very gratifying feeling. I think we've all felt that, and we'd like to feel it again. Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. See you later. Bob, K0HTZ, please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Amity.
God, hope everybody is doing well. So I am also sitting on the shores of Lake Michigan, but at the end of Leelanau, so I'm about a mile south of the lighthouse. Tony, if you stand up and wave really, really strongly, I might be able to see you because I'm right across the bay from you. And have a roll-up JPEG attached to my patio antenna, or my patio umbrella, rather, on the second-story deck, and just kind of amazed that I'm able to hit the repeater from here, but glad that I am. As for the most memorable contact, I'm still new enough at this that I don't really have a single most memorable contact. Every contact is kind of memorable to me because I'm still amazed that I can take a little 5-watt box on a battery and throw a wire in a tree and talk to somebody that's like 5 states away. It's just, it blows my mind that it's even possible. So, that, you know, just every contact, including this one, is memorable to me. So, thanks for having me on the net. This is Bob K0HTZ, and turning it back over to Net Control.
K0HTZ from WXWTCM. Thanks a lot, Bob, for checking in with us this evening. We look forward to future contacts, so if you can check in with us whenever you can. We do have EchoLink. We have an antenna. You can put a 16-beam antenna on your house and try to hit us, but you're always welcome, so thanks a lot for checking in with us. Thanks for taking the time, and perhaps you and Tilly can connect as well. How cool is that? Thanks a lot, guys. Amity, KE8ZOY, Zebra Oscar Yankee. Go ahead with your transmission, and stand by Kevin and Elk Rapids. Go ahead, Amity.
KE8ZOY, Amity. I'm just like Bob. I'm new at this, and so just these evening chats are memorable to me. I'm still working on trying to get the big radios going and getting antennas up in the trees. Dave's little cannon has been very, very helpful, and I keep working on that. I'll be off the net for the next couple of weeks. This weekend we're headed to the Santa County Fair to help work that. My wife's great-grandfather helped start that 150 years ago, so it's been a family event ever since then, and I joined the family about 41 years ago. And then up to Burt Lake, and then out to Oregon. So, I enjoy doing this, and I am learning immensely. Ham radio, there's a lot to learn, and I'm doing my best. KEHGOY.
Very good, Amity. Thanks for checking in with us. This is a good signal. And, you know, it's for those of us around you, it's a great pleasure to watch you go through your journey and find your way to being on the air and enjoying the hobby the way same way we are. So you're an awesome guy. We appreciate it. And look forward to the day when you can get your brand new Yaesu 991A on the air and make an HF contact with you. Maybe you can catch with us sometime on the Sunday morning amateur social hour on Sunday at morning at 9 a.m. on E-Meters. 3935. That's a fun time as well. It's a different group of people. It's just a wonderful time. So I look forward to seeing you there. Good luck with the Oceana State Fair and your trips out west. Thanks, Evan. Talk to you later. Well, let's now go up to Elk Rapids, KE8SBW. Kevin, please go ahead.
Thanks, John. Good to hear from you, and good to hear everyone else on the air this evening. My most memorable radio contacts are with my kids. We just have a set of those family radio service radios. We play with those a little bit. If they're going somewhere with mom, sometimes we'll talk to see how far we can get on the range on those things. So those are my most memorable times with those. Took the kids to the Buckley Small Engine Show this weekend. That was quite a bit of fun. Kids got to do some crafts and see some things that they don't usually see and some things that they haven't seen before. So I always like doing that with them. So that's what's been going on here. Hope everyone has a good week. Backing up from 3-8-F-E-W.
Awesome, Kevin. Thanks for checking in with us. And, you know, it doesn't have to be ham radio. It's just using the technology and having something memorable happen. And what's more memorable than chatting with your kids? And you had some wonderful kids, so what a really great opportunity. So thanks for sharing with us. Thanks for being here tonight. We reached the bottom of our list of the Monday evening social hour net. This is WATCM, and I'd like to take additional check-ins. If you have not checked in to the Monday evening social hour net and would like to do so, this is your opportunity. Please call now.
KC8ZAP, Mark.
KYZR, Scott.
KY8H, Neil, handing out.
Yeah, let's put a hold there if we can, and I recognize Mark, KC8ZAP, have you, and KE8YZR, Bob, I have you. Neil, KY8H, I have you as an in and out, so thanks very much for checking in with us, and I'll take additional check-ins for the Monday evening social hour net. Please call now. None heard. We're kind of wearing out our welcome here as we approach 9 o'clock, so I will try to keep this short. We'll give plenty of opportunity to those who did check in. KC8ZAP, Mark, go ahead with your transmission, sir, and stand by, Bob.
Well, good evening. KC8ZAP, Mark. And so, Scott, thanks for taking the net. I'll try to be short. I was going to say my most memorable contact was the first one I made, and it was a DX contact with an individual in Slovenia. And there was a pileup there. I waited till the pileup was basically gone and gave him a call, and he heard me. And that was exciting for me, first HF contact. So back to net control.
So I didn't, in my comments, I didn't mean to rush you guys. You can take as much time as you want. So, but Mark, thanks for checking in with us. And for some reason, the bounce rate for 20 meters, particularly from Traverse City, it lands in the middle of Slovenia. And Tony and I were doing a program, a STEM program, with the library, and we wanted to work through Michigan. Party. As I turned on the radio at the time that this started, a guy was calling the CQ Michigan QSO party, and so I went back to him, and he was SM S51FM in Slovenia, and that was the only Michigan QSO party contact we made that day. Yeah, so lots of fun, and appreciate it. Thanks for sharing, Mark. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of days. KYZR, Bob, go ahead with your transmission, and we'll take another standby and then begin the close-down process. But take as much time as you want, Bob. Go ahead.
KYZR, Bob,
stop.
Yes, sorry, Stosh, I misunderstood. Your audio is a little bit low, but your signal is readable, so a little bit of in and out, but you're there. And I'm sorry that I botched your name. So, Stosh, T-Y-Z-R, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you again next week. This is W8M, the Mundusing Social Hour Net. We have reached the bottom of our list. I'll take the last bit of standby, and we'll begin the close-down process for this evening. Let everybody get back to their families, and if you have not checked in and would like to do so, this is your opportunity. Okay, there being no further check-ins at this time, before we close down the MeshNet, does anybody have any questions, inquiries, or comments before we go? And hearing none of those, before I close the map, I'd like to open the opportunity for those of you out there who may be interested in serving occasionally as a net control station for the mission and MeshNet. I'd like to discuss that opportunity with you. Please contact me at email at cherryhandarc.com or on my QRZ page is wx1j@arrl.net or here on the repeater, just give a call to wx1j. It's rewarding, and we can help you get started, and you can join in and have some of the fun. This will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This net will be here again next Monday on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge Net. T-Barge Net was not held tonight because the staff is on vacation. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control under the club called W8TCM. I'll now close the net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation. Great comments. Thanks for sharing, and it's been a lot of fun. Good evening, y'all. W8TCM is clear, and WX1J is listening.
Yeah, roger that. We're on the air. I was trying to get a hold of Scott, so I called Scott. I will not be at breakfast tomorrow. We're going back home tomorrow. Kind of a small emergency came up back home, so we have to be home by Wednesday. So tomorrow's going to be a travel day, and we'll drive back home, driving back up north again on Thursday. So, yeah, go ahead, Tony. I'm listening.
Hey, Kevin, I hope that you have safe travels on the way back. I hope that whatever it is not too serious. Did you get your family member come in, your brother-in-law, or whoever was coming in?
Yeah, they're here. They're gonna leave probably around 10-ish or so. Tomorrow morning, so I think we may be leaving at the same time. And they're going back down to Lower Michigan, and we're going all the way down to the home PTH. We took a ride on Torch Lake, and it was one to two or three foot waves out there, and we crested our wave with the pontoon and dove right over it, and had about a 10-foot wave come over the top. Now, all I did, I looked up, and there's about 10-foot of water coming right at us. I mean, I did try, but our passenger up front got soaked.
Yeah, that could be kind of horrifying. I understand that. I had a neighbor that had a tri-hull pontoon boat, and there was an engineering here in building that thing, and he had several times when it would very easily dig right in, and it ended up being a dangerous situation. Now, I realized that, you know, when it gets really rough and choppy out there, there's only so much that these boats can handle. So, I've been in
not exactly that circumstance, but with a full haul boat, and it's pretty scary when the water's and you know, when the front end of the boat digs in and all of that water is coming overboard, you know, you wonder what's going to happen next.
Roger that. If I had those 50 horses, if I had 200 horsepower, I could have powered through it. But I didn't have enough horsepower to power through the wave, and that bow went down, and water came up. All this old water. And we had made a turn because we're going downwind, and we just caught a pocket that was a probably a higher wave, probably closer to 3 to 3.5 foot. And we just caught that wave on top, and that boat was up and over that wave, and down it went. And I said, man, we're going back. We had cut across. We were on the opposite side of the lake, and we had cut across. And next thing you know, the Coast Guard helicopter go across towards the lake. No, we're all right. First wave is going to, as a greedy. But I didn't want to just be on that lake. And just, if you start seeing white caps, it's time to turn it back.
KD9WW, this is KD8XDZ. Whiskey. Have a great evening.
89 WWU WX1J. Drive safely. Hope everything works out well with your trip home. And, look forward to seeing you when you get back. I do get the message. Thanks a lot, Kevin. WWU WX1J.
Hey, thanks, Scott. I appreciate that. Because I had some questions for you that, you know, I caught the one guy, some sort of open house, and I caught the very end of that conversation, and I was kind of interested in it. So I'll talk to you when I get back in town.
Yep, no problem. That was Mike, 28RH, and he was announcing the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, office in Steward. He was having an open house with a weather balloon and other things, but it gives you a chance to kind of go through what NOAA, how they manage their information about the weather and upcoming storms and things like that. And that's happening on September 21st. I'm going to put that on the website tomorrow. I won't be able to do it tonight, but I can do it tomorrow. And you'll have all the information on CheerlandArc.com, CheerlandARC.com. That's our main website for the Cheerland Amateur Radio Club. You can just Google that, and it'll take you there. And so I'll have all that there, and I'll certainly have it when you get back from your trip. So safe travels to you and Ann, and hope everything goes well. Hope to see you again when you're back. WWU WX1J.
Thanks again, Scott. Appreciate that. This is KD9 Whiskey Uniform Kevin. Yeah, we'll see you, Scott, and we'll catch you next week, if not earlier. Like I said, we're traveling back up north on Thursday, so you may hear me on Thursday, and then when we start getting into the area, probably around Cadillac there, we'll start bumping the voice off the repeater.
Okay, Kevin. Sounds good. I will keep an ear out. Talk to you later. WX, clear.
MACN, portable.
WX1J, stationary.
On here tonight, W8RRM, bye.
W8SAS. W8SAS.
NAPZT mobile.
NAPZT listening.